Hey, you're about to listen to our Afterwards podcast. I'm going to give you a little update on my massage quest. And then we're going to get into the TV show Clickbait, which is number one on Netflix. And there might be spoilers. I don't know if there are. We don't really give away the big surprise, but we do get into some Clickbait stuff, which is the number one show on Netflix. This is Afterwards.
It's the show after the show. About the show. John, Jay, and Rich present Afterwards.
I want to give you guys a little update on this massage situation. I've been talking about these massages that I go to, this one place I go to, which is amazing. It's the best massage I've ever had in my life, right? At the same time, I've also been talking about these happy endings that go on at places, but I don't get those. But I always am curious as to why I've never been approached by those. And I feel like the massage place I go to is a place that gives happy endings, but it never happens in my life. It never happens there. And I don't know why, because I feel like this is it. This is the happy. It's happening. It's going to happen now sometimes, right? And the lady that gives me the massages that I go to all the time, her name's Coco. I know that's not her real name, but her name, and she doesn't speak any English. And Coco gives the most incredible massage. And I told you guys, I walk in, they immediately remove the sheet, and I'm just buck naked. And then they start massaging the butt cheeks, and they pull apart the butt cheeks. It's a phenomenal. They do the thighs. They do, it's unbelievable massage. And then at the end, they give you a shower. They wash your body. Somebody messaged me, and they said the reason that she's, and I don't think she knew the whole story of how what happens when I go get a massage. She goes, there's code words you have to use when you go to the massage place, is what she said. So when you go to a massage place, and she could be getting it wrong, but it's the first time I've ever heard this before, but she goes, when you go to a massage place and you want a normal massage, you ask for Mary. When you go to a massage place and you want a happy ending, you ask for Coco. Those are the two code words for a happy ending. Okay. So I've gone in there and asked for Coco just because the first time I went there, they gave me Coco. And I told you that Coco comes so close to giving me a happy ending that it blows my mind that she's not. Now, the one thing I can think about is how I never am excited. Do you know what I'm saying? That never happens.
Sure.
And maybe that's because I've trained my body over the years to never get excited during a massage, or maybe because it takes a lot to get me excited. So I go in there to get my massage on Friday, Thursday, Friday, whenever the hell I went back there last week. And Coco's on vacation.
Which is also code.
But we have somebody that's better than Coco, they said. I said, okay.
They said that?
Yeah.
About their employee?
Yeah. Huh. I said, okay. We go, we're going to give you Cece. So there's Coco, Cece. Same kind of code word, maybe. Cece for Coco, right? Like, all right. So I go into the massage room. They walk me. They, like, put their... And by the way, everyone's dressed like a nurse. It's all medical. It looks like, you know, it's all professional. And I go in and I lay down. I take off my clothes and I lay down. I put the towel over my back and I lay down face down. As soon as I walk in, Cece walks in with the manager of the place. And she goes to introduce me to Cece. The manager of the place rips off my sheet. So I'm naked in front of the manager of the place and Cece.
Awkward.
So awkward.
And the manager of the place puts her hand on my butt cheek.
No.
Yeah. And says, this is Cece, whatever. I'm like, okay. And the manager of the place walks out. Cece starts giving me a massage. Cece's going right to town on my butt cheeks, does my leg, does, and is so like a deep tissue. It's phenomenal massage she gives me, right? And I mean, she's going deep inside into the thighs, the legs. And then to the point where there's one point where, like, I'm almost on all fours, like a child's pose, where my butt's in the air, right? And she's digging into my thighs, and she's got her fingers, like, so close to my butthole, and I'm naked, right? Like, junk hanging out and everything, and she's almost, like, kind of touching part of the junk with her hand, back of her hand as she's massaging my thighs, but I'm not excited, and nothing happens. She doesn't do anything inappropriate at whatever the ultimate inappropriate is. Nothing. Then I flip over on my stomach, and she's getting really close, and nothing happens. And I think it's because I'm not excited.
Well, yeah.
I know. Like, I think if
How
I'm
are you supposed to get a happy ending if you're not excited?
Well, you grab it and start going to town, then things will happen.
You flip over, and she doesn't even put a little sheet
over
your
junk. No, when I flip over, she puts a sheet over my junk.
Okay, I'm like, it's just hanging out the whole time?
No, when I flip over. I flip over, and it's like, I flip over, and I'm naked, and then she puts the sheet over me. It's like, it's not like, you know how they put you flip over and the sheet's over you. Mm-hmm. It's like, I flip over and it's like, now I look at the moment. It's like, I flip over and she's like, oh, he's not excited. Sheet. like that. It's like I'm assuming that maybe these guys that go in there and they got a boner right away. I don't. I need to go walk in there.
I think that's a sign. Like, okay, they need to relax. So let I think me do they this
need,
real quick.
Yeah, I think it's like but, you need to have a boner, and then that's probably, oh, my God, he's aroused. It's go time.
Right.
That's it. I need to somehow.
You so might
is
be
that
there.
What you're going to do next?
I need to have like a porn on my phone when they walk in.
You might what? Be their, I don't know. Their best client and worst customer all in one.
But here's the thing. I don't want the happy ending.
I was going to say, what are you going to do if it gets to that point? Anyway,
like, I don't.
I feel like that would be so awkward.
You would get so scared. Watch.
I legitimately, so help me God, don't want the happy ending. I love these massages because they go into places that no other place will go. It's so good to get the inside of your thighs just dug so hard. It feels so amazing. And I don't think of another quote unquote legitimate place that would do that. But I don't want the happy ending because I think it will ruin it. But at the same time, I'm wondering, why am I not getting the happy ending? Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's like you want to be invited to the party, but you don't want to go to the party.
It's like I wondered maybe to grab it and then go. And then go, that's cool. It's good. We're good. Hey, good. Oh, thank you. All right.
It's about time.
Go
no,
back
thank
to
you.
Your normal stuff. You don't have to do that. You know, I just wanted to make sure. Thank you. That this is what you guys do, but not here.
And then the shower part, is it more than one person showering you?
No, one person. The shower part's amazing. It's the best shower ever. It's the best. I don't know if you ever had another human being shower you
I
as
have
an
not.
Adult.
No, not since I was maybe three.
This lady, this shower, Cece showered me, and then she like totally shampooed my hair.
So, I was going to ask if they do your hair.
Never done it before, but this time she did. She totally shampooed my hair.
Because, I mean, that's a thorough shower.
And then she goes in and she totally shampoos my butt and goes right in my butt crack and cleans my butt crack and everything. And you know how you do a
so
massage?
Weird.
You know how you do a massage when they do your face and they press on these buttons, they push down
pressure
points in your nose and your eyes. Right? Before she already like massaged my butt cheeks and had her hand kind of in my butt, and then she put her fingers on my nose.
Nope. No, thank you.
I was sitting there going,
no, thank you.
Without washing her hands?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
But I couldn't smell a thing.
But you can't smell anything.
I know, but I think I would smell my poop.
Well, so was the manager right? Was Cece better than Coco?
Cece was amazing.
Okay. Better than Coco?
Yeah.
All right.
Way better than Coco.
What if you tried out the code words, like, but does she know how Coco does it?
Yeah, I was like, she's better than Coco? She's better than Coco.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it and go in there, is Mary here today? And then all of a sudden, you know, they bring a fucking blanket and put it over me.
You were telling us that your eye was twitching on its own. She probably thought you were winking at her to get the happy ending. Huh?
Anyway, it's the most incredible massage. And every time I hear somebody come in the door, sometimes I can hear people come in, I think it's the police.
Is it even relaxing for you?
It's because incredibly relaxing.
I was going to say, the whole time you're like thinking about the happy ending, and if you hear someone come in, it's like you think it's a cop.
I'm not thinking about the happy ending a lot because the beginning part of the massage, I'm almost asleep the whole time, snoring my ass off while they, because they also do my back and they do, you know, all that stuff. They don't just do your butt, but when they do your butt, it's absolute magic.
And you've told us before that they leave the door open.
Does that
always happen?
No, not this time. It wasn't open. It wasn't.
Oh, because I was like, maybe that's the code. Like,
there's got to be something.
Can you shut the door? Uh-huh. Wink, wink.
There's got to be something huge you're missing.
Door.
Oh, that's
you know
good.
Like, isn't there like something like if you're in a swinger neighborhood, the swingers have like the pink flamingos in their front yard. Shouldn't there be like a sign on the massage parlor that people know that it's like illegal?
There's a sign in there that says no sexual misconduct or something like that in the massage place. Don't ask for sexual stuff. And I don't. I don't do anything inappropriate. I just enjoy the massage.
You would think if they have curtains on the windows instead of just regular windows, that would probably be a sign.
Everything about this place is legitimate and looks perfect. And when I walked out, there was a brand new dope McLaren. There's all these high-end cars out there. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's not shady, you know? Anyway, I just had to tell you guys that story. So I need to take a Viagra and go in there.
No.
I'd be like, okay.
There's a sign that says don't.
They kick you out. They're all, get out.
They wouldn't know I had a boner.
Again.
They wouldn't even know I had a boner if I walked in there.
Oh, my.
Hey, you guys. Is Cece here? Come on. All right, so Peyton's here. Now, look, we're going to get into clickbait. If you haven't seen it yet, I think we're probably going to have some spoilers here in this conversation, okay? So, Joey, you want to turn it down? Okay, turn it down. Nick, are you going to listen to this? You don't care? All right. So if we talk about it, everybody on this podcast has seen clickbait. I think it's number one.
The whole show? Everyone's done?
I finished it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I made my mom watch it.
Let me see where it is on top 10. It was number one a couple days ago.
I saw it number two yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's All That was number one.
I like He's All That.
It was cute. Yeah. It was really cute.
I'm halfway through that one. It's cute.
But the only problem, is that guy's not ugly. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Clickbait number one. He's All That number two. Okay. So as you listen to this podcast, know that there might, Peyton, if we can discuss, if we can do it without spoiling it, I think that'd be cool. Okay. If we can.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So Peyton didn't like clickbait, right?
It's okay. The ending, I was not really like too satisfied with, but I'm glad that there was the ending and we found out. But I don't know. I just didn't think it was as magnificent as you guys did.
Magnificent. I think it was just a shocker because
it was a good storyline.
It was more like
brought you along all the different twists and turns.
Like you didn't figure it out, right? None of us figured it out.
No, I didn't figure it out. And I mean, when it happened and we found out who it was, I was like, okay. I mean, it makes sense, the angle that they're doing. And like we talked about, like the theme of the catfish and stuff, like makes sense, but I wish that it would have been like somebody that was really in the story, that like had character development with us. You know what I mean?
Because it was such a wide swing for people that you've seen on the show.
Right.
A recurring character that you would have never suspected that.
Right. So like when I saw the character of who it was, I was like, who is that? And it took me a while to like kind of backtrack to be like, okay, now I'm following.
But there's no reason to tell. There's no reason to tell you that person's story. Because they gave you everybody, they told you everybody's story, who was important to the story, if you were the cop almost. If you're investigating the murder, the people that story they're telling you are the important people, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, right, you're not going to investigate what happened. Like, it was a surprise to everybody. The only thing that was unbelievable to me that I don't think would happen, like, if it was any one of us, if we were captured, and if any of us were kidnapped, and any of us got out, I think the first place you go to or wherever is a phone and you're calling home or the police.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think you're going to where this person went.
Right.
And that's the part that's unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
That's the biggest part that's
not
real.
But at the same time, like, he's trying to clear his name, so he's desperate. And you wouldn't look at that person as a threat.
Yeah, but at
the
same time,
you
got
to
be worried.
You don't think that they're going to do something to
you. If they're painting the character as this incredible family man, this incredible guy that makes these right decisions, that all these, you just don't do that. Like, plus, I don't think any of us know where Kim Fairley lives.
How do you know?
Like, you know, like we're going to run there.
Yeah, no, you'd go home. You would go home or straight to the cops. Like, there's no way.
Right, but, and I feel like the sister, though, because remember when that recording of that of the text conversations,
you know what I'm talking
about? Wouldn't that be public? Like, wouldn't the sister say, okay, I know my brother wouldn't do this, like she admitted later in the show?
The recording, the one that she got from him at night, where he goes, I need to talk to you, something happened.
No, the one when it was like the reporter that was
trying to bust
interviewing
it up.
Was interviewing the wife and played the like text message conversations.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
The printed conversations.
Oh, when he said, you go kill yourself or whatever.
Yes, when he said, when he said that, wouldn't you think that the sister would hear that and then be like, he would never say something?
She did
like
say that.
But not until later. Like, like, 3 episodes later.
Well, if you compare it to, like, the last show I watched like that was The Undoing with Nicole Kidman, and there were all these suspects, but it wasn't a mystery when it wrapped up. It was, like, exactly who you thought it was at the very beginning, and then they twisted all around it, and then they came back to who you thought it was from the very beginning. So this I liked because it went so in a different direction that you would never suspect. That made it satisfying.
Yeah.
When it's too easy to figure out.
It's annoying when you figure it out. And it's like, why did I watch the whole thing?
I
already
knew. When they were leading you back down the path of the friend, the other coach, I was like, I am going to be so disappointed in the show if it is who I thought it was.
So you
like,
thought
you
it was him the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, because I only thought it was him when he got mad at...
When he was waiting at the stairs.
When he was waiting at the stairs. That's the only time I thought it was him.
That it was a cop.
Oh, no, like before, because then he's the one that, like, is hanging out with the family, and he's the one that took the pictures down, and he's the one that the other volleyball player had a problem with. So it was like you could see there were some, you know, cracks. Some morality issues there.
Gotcha.
I thought it was him in the first episode, and I was so excited. I texted Suzette. I was like, I called it the first episode. I knew it was that guy, and then I was wrong.
I was like, hold on, bud. But just finish the show.
Simmer down now.
It's not like he was a great family guy, because he was up to some surly stuff, and I think that's the point of the show. It's like, had he never like walked down that road of being a weasel, then none of that would have happened to him.
Making like a dating app.
Right, yeah. So I mean, we think about him as like, oh, well, he didn't do it. He didn't tell somebody to do something awful, but he did walk down the road. He's not totally clear and free.
True. I just don't understand what you don't like about it. I just don't get it.
It's not like the most amazing show, but I think for a show to surprise us,
it's good. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you got us. Yes. You know, that's what makes it good.
And honestly, when I watched the last episode and we found out who it was, I was like, okay. Like, okay, I can rock with this. But I probably wouldn't want to watch it again.
Oh, I wouldn't watch it.
I wouldn't watch it again.
No.
Maybe it has a different ending.
But it's a good show. Like, I mean, in the saturated streaming market, when it seems like there's a gajillion shows, you can still get to the point where you're like, I have nothing to watch. So it's nice to have a show that like holds your attention and takes you down lots of different twisting paths. So it's like, to me, that's a good show where it's like, I don't feel like going and starting another show while I'm in the middle of it.
And no season two that you have to worry about coming out for closure either. It's kind of one and done.
Right. Like so that. I'm curious like what they'll do, because it's such a hit right now, if they'll do like
No, I don't think so.
It says limited, so I think that's they're done. What did you say? So you watched it and not Kadeem, not your boyfriend?
Well, I didn't think he was watching it. Apparently he was, because when I was finishing it yesterday, he was really upset that I was finishing it without him. I was watching it on my own while he was like doing homework and like other stuff around the house, and I wasn't thinking he was watching, but apparently he was. So
you finished it, you got pissed.
I finished it, and he was very upset with me yesterday. Yeah,
so he's
he
like,
was
"What
mad.
Are you doing?" Like,
yeah, he was like, because he got back home from work, and I'm like halfway done with episode 8. He's like, "You're finishing the episode, da, da, da. Like, I can't believe you're on the last
one." So he's like living his life in the background watching the show.
Yes. And he was like, "I can't believe you're watching it without me." He's like, I was telling, because one of the days that I was watching it, I like wasn't really paying attention because I wasn't that into it. And I asked him, like, what's happening? And he did tell me what was happening in the show.
And you still watched it without him.
Is he going to watch it?
He's going to finish it. He probably finished it last night, but.
All right. All right, that's a good podcast. Thanks, Peyton.